Here it is, podcast, October 11th, 2020. Me, Jason, and my neighbor Ryan has decided he wanted to join us for the podcast and see where it goes with him. So,
hello, world.
This is Ryan.
Hello back.
There's Jason, and I'm Chris. Welcome to the podcast. We just circled it around. We look like we're having a ritual here.
Yeah, everybody's
got to lean into this cheap ass little microphone we own.
That's why I'm here. I thought we were.
Leaned in. We're all just going to gently cough into the same mic.
So, I don't know. I guess I'll start with some local news. You know, tomorrow, if you're interested in going down to one public square and signing the petition to have Mayor John Cooper removed, recalled from Nashville, you know, you can go down there between 1 and 4 and get on the petition. Feel like, you know, maybe, you know, might be a good idea to get rid of that guy. Hasn't really done anything for Nashville.
Yeah, when you figure out that all those businesses didn't have to be shut down to the point where some of them aren't going to open back up, and then a lot of people who relied on the tourism and hospitality industry, like them, they can't pay their rent, and it's like, oh, we're going to try to cram through another stimulus bill. Don't you worry, just hang out there for another couple months while nothing's going on.
You know what would solve all that is by raising property taxes.
That would solve it. That's correct.
That's what solves the problem.
There's an old saying out there, and I don't remember most of it, but I remember the end of it being more taxes.
Yeah, especially when people aren't making any money. That's a good solution.
You might as well just continue to hurt them and insult them and keep their businesses closed down so they're not able to make money, and people don't understand why they're not making money, and then you have... Congress can't seem to, you know, vote in a stimulus bill because they're all mad at Trump, and Trump says he's just going to do a standalone and send out $1,200 to everybody and get it over with. And, well, we continue to be held, you know, hostage by the Democrats.
Well, it just doesn't help when you falsely inflate the numbers. You try to make it seem worse than it actually is to justify keeping things locked down longer than necessary. Like, you know, like I was saying the other day, like, being that you're the mayor and that kind of reflects on you, wouldn't you want to have less of that? Like, what's the motivation to make things worse?
But sometimes it seems to me like that, you know, it could be just, you know, part of this plan through the deep state and the Democratic Party with, you know, I mean, if you look at everything that's happening inside, you know, these blue cities, it's all Democratic.
Well, I mean, if you look at the whole situation, especially with the first stimulus package, all the things that, like, Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats were trying to shove in there, and it's like, we need to create all this new stuff. I mean, you're using you're using this horrible situation as a way to create bigger, more powerful government, you know, and it'll still be there once everything goes away, you know, or the pandemic goes away. So, why not take advantage of that situation?
Yeah, of course. You know, and she even was caught on camera, you know, saying, hey, never, you know, let a good crisis go to waste.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, just that millions of dollars. And then that's the same thing they're doing with the new one. That's why they're holding it up. They're basically saying, you know, give us what we want, you know, fund our burned out cities and our crappy, you know, so we can go line our pockets more. And not help our cities.
I mean, it is true that people do make poor decisions when it's under duress, when it's like, hey, if you don't do this, then we're all going to die right now. And they're like, oh, fuck, okay. And then you do it. And then you're like, what was that? And they're like, never mind, it's fine now. Except this. So it's always something new.
But I guess Trump was cleared. He is no longer, he is coronavirus free, able to actually go out in public. So... of course, they canceled the debate. I think we talked about that on Friday. I don't remember.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And you know, they said they canceled it because, well, Trump refused to do the virtual, you know, virtual debate where
Didn't want Biden in there with a room full of cue cards.
Yeah, he wants a live debate, and I think that's what, you know, the American people need is a live debate.
Well, I mean, with how well the last debate went, I don't know if, you know, how excited people are for debate number two, but...
Did you see the fly on Pence's head?
Yeah,
My God!
Well, I mean, I was... I mean, we were hanging out during the vice presidential debate, and like we were talking about, it's like sad how much better that was than the presidential debate. You know?
It was a lot more coherent, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, on that aspect, but there was still some, you know, some very interesting points made, you know. I mean, we figured out what Joe was about and, you know, couldn't answer the question. Neither one of them could actually answer the question if they were packed the courts.
I mean, I haven't heard Joe Biden really say anything definitive as far as, like, any policy or anything. Right. It's like he just kind of panders to whatever room he's in front of. Yeah, it's just like, what are these people going to like? And I'll say that, because he'll say a different thing, you know, depending on the crowd he's around.
Exactly.
I mean, the whole, you know, Green New Deal and fracking, and it's just like, I just don't understand why people aren't looking deeper into, like, the actual policies, right, things that are going to make our country better.
And that's...
And it's like with what has happened under Trump with our economy.
Right.
It's like we need a business person that knows what they're doing to get us out of this situation.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's like putting Joe Biden in that position where it's like, well, we'll just raise taxes and we'll
that's put how a bunch government of gets stuff done. Yeah.
It's like how is that going to help our country? I mean, he talks about creating all these jobs. It's like you don't create a bunch of jobs by raising taxes.
Right. But the thing, you know, and then they go, oh, you know, Joe said he's not going to raise taxes. Yes, he is.
Yeah, he's just, you know,
they've already said, I'm going to get rid of Trump's tax cut for the middle class.
Yeah.
As soon as I get there, I'm taking all Trump's rollbacks, cut, you know, just getting rid of them.
Yeah.
Now, he is just a stamped out politician, though. He's going to tell one group that he's for the Green New Deal, and then if he gets cornered on the idea, not for
cornered at the debate, and he said, no, I'm not in support of the new Green Deal. And Trump was like, wow, Joe, that's huge.
You have public opinions and you have private opinions, and who knows what his private opinion is. His public opinion is dependent on the group he's immediately in front of, because his base and a lot of people who are going to end up voting for him aren't people who are going to read past a headline.
Yeah, but, you know, I really think that was kind of Trump's kind of, motive was to... you know, go after Joe and fluster him, you know, and look what he got out of him at the end. Well, Joe, do you support the new Green Deal? No, I do not support the Green Deal. And Trump was even shocked that he said it. I think he's just like wow, right. Well, wow, Joe, that's huge.
Yeah, I mean, I get the whole flustered him thing, but it's just like, it just looked like two people bickering with one another.
It didn't
seem like...
There was a fair amount of old guy bickering.
I mean, it was funny because after the debate between Trump and Biden, I actually went back and watched part of Trump's debate with Hillary.
Right.
And it was so much better. You know? He was just more disciplined and put together during that whole thing.
I think he just kind of been waiting to go after Joe, I think, you know, just wanted to...
Well, I mean, they're probably thinking, because, I mean, obviously Joe's not doing too good upstairs, right, you know, and...
Well, I'm
probably,
sure that way they wanted to put the pressure on him.
Yeah, because then he'd... I mean, and you could tell a couple times he kind of, had to regroup. And, like, just from him interrupting, it's like...
Yeah.
It's like he had to reboot his whole system. You know?
Yeah. Right.
Let's at least give him an upper before he goes out there. Yeah. Jesus.
You know, hit him just a little math and send him out there.
Yeah.
Get those wheels turning.
But it's so sad because, you know, it's like I don't support the Democratic agenda by any means. You know?
Yeah.
But it's like during the primaries, it's like there were so many people that were, I mean, just demolishing Biden.
Right. And then here he is.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and there was a point where, like, Bernie was looked like he was going to, like, pretty much win it.
Yeah. And then Kamala Harris, like, she went in on Biden.
Yeah.
And then it's like, well, all those things just go away now.
Yeah,
like,
you said she believed...
Oh, it was a debate.
Yeah.
Just a debate.
It's just a debate.
I didn't mean anything. I don't mean things I say.
Yeah.
That's what you know how that goes. It's politics.
Yeah. We're all full of shit.
You shouldn't believe any of that.
Yeah.
It's like, oh no, good, I'm voting for her. That's good.
Yeah, I'm just sick of the it's like they always look for those moments, you know? It's like, oh, that was such a good moment, that one thing.
Yeah.
And it's like we don't need a moment to run this country. We need someone who is good and understands you know, what, like, especially more than anything, like, economics right now. And it's just so frustrating listening to all that. Again, the vice presidential debate had a little bit more substance to it, but there was.
But still, you know, when we were watching, I just remember just thinking, you know, Kamala Harris was just, you know, just kind of just multiplying that same lie, or that just retelling the same stories that have been debunked.
Yeah.
Over and over again. Joe's not going to raise your taxes. When Joe gets in, he is going to shut that Trump tax cut down. It's like, you are telling us you're going to raise our taxes.
But they won't say whether or not they're going to pack the courts.
They just want to get rid of anything that says Trump, or that has Trump.
Which is weird. It's like they're not different than this cartoon version they've painted Trump to be. They just, like, painted that version, and now they're just going to be the polar opposite. So whether it's good or bad is irrelevant. If it's the opposite of what he does, it's now good.
Exactly. It doesn't matter. And the Green Deal is just the biggest piece of socialistic communist crap.
I don't know how anyone can look at that and take it seriously. Like literally. I mean, it's if you want to destroy this country faster than, I mean, that right now, that's the quickest way to destroy this country is the Green New Deal.
Yeah, exactly.
Like
we talked about, like you were saying, you know, like, go to a different country.
Oh yeah.
Go to a second world country.
Yeah, I mean,
and see how much, you know, they're following the emissions rules.
We went to Thailand, and it's like none of the cars had, like, catalytic converters. There's white smoke coming out of every vehicle, and it's like there's gray water running, like, everywhere. Right. There's, like, open sewage or half open sewage.
Sure, everything's made of just asbestos.
it's like if we went completely zero emissions, like, what would that truly do to the, you know, to global warming, you know? Because people who are suffering don't really care about how much damage the energy that they're using
is,
they just want to survive.
So maybe you solve that problem economically. You give them, you know, something else to do besides just base survival.
Exactly. So, but so there's. I'm interested to see. I guess Joe is supposed to do a town hall on the 15th. Another one.
It'll be just
a bunch of softball questions chucked off to him.
No, and, I'm sure. You know, because the questions are always loaded. Joe,
when you're in office, will you be sending funding to to women who are trying to save kittens? Yes, I support the saving of kittens every day. We need more kittens in the world.
Yeah, it's funny because it's like I feel like childhood has been prolonged, like, longer and longer. You know, people are living at home with their parents, going into college and doing all this.
Yeah.
And it's like, especially nowadays in college, it's like what they're teaching people is that if something offends you or you don't like what someone says, then, like, they need to change, you know.
Right. It's not you.
It's not like someone said something horrible and, like, you know, okay, they're a horrible person, I'm going to move on with my life.
Yeah, that's what.
And then it's like you go into the real world, and then it's like, holy shit, you know, this isn't like my safe space in college.
Right. But then they just start trying to generate that in the real world. As everybody said, when you get to a real job, it won't be like that. But you get enough of these people that this happened to, they're now, you know, a good part of the workforce.
Well, that's what's happening. That's why all these people are complaining. Like, I'm not, like, this group of people is not getting opportunities or because of this or whatever. It's like there's always some mystical shadow figure that's oppressing everyone.
It's a narcissistic victim complex. They use that imagined oppression to not be personally responsible for anything you say or do, not have to take any responsibility for anything. You can just put it on somebody else because you're still in this victimhood mentality. Right.
You know, we can just say, you know, Monty Python said it the best, you know, help, help, I'm being repressed.
Yeah.
You saw him repressing me, right? You saw him repress me? Oh, now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Yeah, that's true.
It's the truth. But if you ever think about, like, and even just kind of this, the talking about Monty Python and the Holy Grail, whenever you saw the peasants, they were doing meaninglessly things and rolling around in the dirt in the squalor.
Yeah.
Never looked fun.
Never looked fun. You could die.
Yeah.
How do you know she's a witch? Because she looks like one.
Yeah, but it's... we'll say it was refreshing after Trump became president and seeing people just their brains melt
because were
so it was just so funny just seeing people
that election night, you know, election night was, you could just see like every newscast of the mainstream media just like, wait a minute, seems to be taking an odd turn here.
Yeah, because they got put in this news
unbelievable
bubble.
This is unbelievable.
Yeah. They get put in this news bubble where even before, you know, election night, they're already patting themselves on the back for winning. Right. So, of course, when it gets to the point where it's like, no, you actually have to have the election. You didn't win.
You didn't win.
And everybody's like, what?
But that's why this year they've been prepping us for it. You know, mail-in ballots.
Yeah.
COVID-19.
More rioting.
Wear your mask. More rioting. We'll hold you hostage. We'll send the Antifa and the BLM goons out to burn your neighborhood down. Vote Democrat. That's how it works, comrade. Get on board.
Yeah. I don't know how, it's like Antifa is, or like these people are burning down cities, but it's like the KKK. Like, yeah. That's the, you know, it's like,
yeah. They are the definition. They're working for the fascists.
Yeah.
They were anti-fascists. No, you're working for the fascists. You're working for the corporations.
They are fascists.
Like you're
trying to silence people. Like,
it's like give yourself an ironic nickname like that. It's like, what are you worried about all these white supremacists doing? You know, worried they're going to go through and terrorize neighborhoods and suburbs and have their own zones and kill police and random people walking down the street and... Yeah, no, this is... And I think in the back of some of these people's minds are a little bit more deranged. They're like, yeah, now we're just going to balance it out. You know, this is what happened to us, which is... It may have been the case, not even to this degree, you know, during the first civil rights movement.
Right. It's, I felt like
how
this...
How long has that been?
Yeah, the first civil rights movement was a nonviolent movement. If you ever saw any of those guys just curled up in balls and let them be beat and... bit by dogs and sprayed by fire hoses.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's like they're trying to relieve that and drag things back. To
and
that,
made people go, man, that's fucked up. That shit ain't right. There's something definitely wrong.
Well, I mean, and they were actually like being oppressed back then. And
they were actually being repressed in segregation that Joe didn't want to stop.
Yeah, it's like, the thing that I hate hearing almost more than anything is that we have a systematically racist, systematically racist.
Our system is systematically
racist.
And then
you blame it on, you know, capitalism too. That's
The capitalists.
But all this, the communistic style movements are all funded by capitalistic things and people who made money, you know, from that. So it's like it can't exist as an idea without some form of capitalism around.
I mean, I would love for all these people who are like what was the autonomous zone or whatever?
Yeah.
The
Chaz. Chop Chaz.
Yeah, it's like find an island and put them all out there and let's see how well they... Let's see.
That was the islands. Yeah, and it didn't go well. It took like 2 weeks for the first shooting.
and even during that, it's like people are bringing in, you know, like porta potties and food.
Yeah.
And it's like they kept plumbing going. It's like...
Which sells this false idea is that if you just switch to socialism, you just get stuff. People just bring you shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like that forever and it's fine and we can just step into this utopian
society. I'm sure a lot of the food was given to them from those businesses so they, you know, wouldn't burn down their joint.
And still
you know, like, here, eat this. Sell it anyway, you fucks.
It's like all these people who... Like all these small business owners who it's not easy starting a business.
No.
And then to put everything all your time, energy, effort, everything into it, make sacrifices away from your family and everything. And then to have these people burn it down because they're outraged. I mean, it's like,
yeah,
it's like, I could understand if there was a business that was like tied to a certain thing and you hated that specific business or person. you know, but right. it's like they're burning down Starbucks and stuff. It's like Starbucks is kind of like on their side,
And then just these small people. I've been in there, you know, I've gotten, you know, hit the barista. He looks a little anti-fish. Yeah.
But it doesn't matter because it's just a string of destruction. That's all it's meant to be. It's a replace our, you know, your system with ours.
Yeah,
it's not really an.
We don't really have a plan what we're going to fix it with, but we're definitely going to fix it.
They're good at the teardown phase.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's always
easy to tear it down.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and these are a lot of them are like black owned businesses where these, you know, and I don't think
they give a shit.
Well, I mean, it's like they're just burning stuff down. They don't understand what they're doing, and it's like anyone who's willing to, you know, put that kind of effort and sacrifice into something, you know, it takes a lot. And then just to have idiots that come down and burn it down.
Well, there's a lot of small businesses. Yeah, at least those are those people's entire lives. They put their, you know, the majority of their life.
Or you can be ruled by Mayor John Cooper in Nashville and just not allowed to open it back up.
The case of the Hardy Boys and the cooking of the COVID numbers.
Oh, man.
It's crazy.
Nice gloomy night out here.
Yeah, it's alright.
Getting a refill.
Yeah, it's very Halloween-esque. It was a little spooky out earlier. Had some fog. Very picturesque.
What do we have here?
1554.
Yeah.
I'll drink all this beer tonight.
Yeah. Now that's
what happened that year.
Apparently something good because this beer is really good.
Happened that year?
Yeah, a beer.
Is that what year this beer is? Is it made in?
That's all that year was famous for. Actually, if you look it up, 1554, nothing else happened except that beer.
Yeah,
you have no idea.
I don't know.
Thank you for saving it for this moment. Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming over. We're having a great time. I'm glad we got somebody else over here. Me and Jason kind of run out of shit sometimes.
Check in with the neighborhood, see what's going on.
No, it's all good. I mean,
we need to get to the one guy that we had over there, Xavier, and you know, and get him over here and do this podcast.
Yeah, he's I've hung out with him twice, and yeah, he's a Democrat. He's, you know, from France, and he's getting his citizenship, which is fantastic.
That's cool.
But he's not voting Democrat.
What?
he's not?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I think
don't cast his vote for him.
I think
let him cast his own
but
vote.
The thing is, it's like we were able to watch the debate, joke around, and like talk about stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Not like people not get like offended or, you know.
Yeah.
It's like we're just having a conversation, and that's like what this kind of, you know, that's what this is all about is, you
that's
know,
what we
just
need,
being
yeah.
able to have the conversation. I mean, like silencing people
is no good.
Fixes nothing, and it makes bad things even worse.
Yeah, so. It's, you know, the more we talk about it, the more things get figured out and the more progress.
I wonder
even for us, you know, we should, like, still get him over here because he's going to be a brand new citizen.
Yeah, say,
here's a guy who's from France who decided to leave it.
If it's different for him having, like, an outside
I remember he said to me, I don't know if you heard him.
Perspective.
He's like, he goes, I just remember growing up in France and knew I always wanted to live in America.
Yeah. Yeah. We talk quite a bit. I don't want to talk too much about him because he has awesome story.
Yeah, we'll let him tell that story.
Oh, yeah.
But that's all. I mean, I just think we should just kind of get him over here. Yeah, it's good, huh?
That is good.
Yeah, it's dangerously good.
It's aging.
Yeah, I've never.
It's rotten barley.
This part of the podcast brought to you by New Belgium 1554. If you're looking for a tasty beer, 1554.
New Belgium. How much do they pay you for that advertising?
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing. You might get a cease and desist letter.
They might tell us to stop doing that. They may want our $5.
Yeah. You're not getting all of it. We're taking our share.
Yeah.
So, happy advertising out there. If we're going to advertise, we always talk about heading to the Stash House down in East Nashville and getting a t-shirt.
Oh, yeah, Stash House.
Yeah.
Get your vintage.
What's in the Stash House?
Vintage clothing.
Good friend of mine started selling some vintage t-shirts and memorabilia over there off Fatherland over in East Nashville. So, if you're over there in that area.
We'll meet him get into that business.
Something he's always just did. He started out buying shirts and working the flea markets and said he's going to open up a store.
For, you can so, find a lot of cool stuff.
Well, East Nashville is a perfect place.
He's got some interesting things. I found.
That's like half the wardrobe.
Got a couple shirts from him. I got a Tom and Jerry.
Nice. Oh, yeah, I saw that shirt.
And then I got, I'm pretty sure, a fan jacket for my daughter, which was an Iron Maiden jacket.
That's cool.
He got it and showed it to me, and he goes, I was like, what size is this? He's like, medium. I was like, I'm not wearing that.
Yeah, gifted to somebody trying to watch you squeeze in the
medium. I was like, I know who'll want that. So I gave it to my daughter, Clara, which she loved it, because I raised my kids right. I think. Sometimes.
Did you have to battle with them getting taught certain things in school and?
You can definitely tell that there is, some. You know, I'm probably fortunate for Tennessee that it probably hasn't affected the Tennessee's public school system, but you can definitely tell that there is a whole lot of liberalism in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know. In the public school system here.
Yeah, it's in the schools.
Fight, of. I've had some pretty harsh conversations with, with my daughters about, what's to believe.
Yeah, I mean, it's, I'm sure it's tough to kind of go back and forth with that. I mean, obviously, it's like, I would be furious. My wife and I are having our first little girl.
I would suggest homeschooling. Yeah. Private school, Catholic school, Christian
charter
school,
schools are great.
Charter school. Yeah, I would not go with public school right now.
Never
after what
that.
I've
Even
seen,
I
would say
there.
When they are old enough to, get into school, I would say definitely some type of Christian school or charter. Yeah, I would not send them to the public school system anymore. I used to kind of, I've said this before, I used to kind of like laugh at my brother-in-law for homeschooling his kids, but now I know why.
Yeah.
I was like, totally
jokes on you. A lot of people doing
jokes
it.
On me.
Yeah, but I mean, getting, having them socialize and, that's
well, it's not too. Even like that, though. Like, a lot of times, like, there's like, what I found, they're like, my sister-in-law would say, like, there's groups of us. So we actually get them together. And if they want to go do sports, they're able to go to the, the school and try out for sports.
Oh, that's cool.
And do things like that. They're just not trapped.
Yeah.
Or there's times when they do go to school or take certain classes at the schools.
Yeah.
It's not like a pioneer living homeschooling where you just have like a desk and you're not allowed to leave until the
that's
sun
right.
goes down.
I'll tie you to this chair and you're going to learn to write cursive.
You're going to learn math and I'm going to go bury your sister on the hill. Happy birthday, by the way. the pioneer life.
The good old days.
Yeah, the good old days.
To be in the Donner Party.
Poor fellas. Desperate people do desperate things.
That's one thing. All these people who want the Green New Deal, like they should go back to horse and buggy.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, they should live like the Amish.
Get rid of your Gucci watch.
Let's go with the Amish.
But actually, isn't
they're
the,
not,
the Green New Deal, horses would pollute too much, so
well,
have to shoot them.
Yeah. We have to kill him. Or you can only share one horse between
you're have
10
to,
people.
You have to thread charcoal filters onto their asses so they don't emit methane.
Yeah.
You're going to have a filter inspector that goes through and inspects the date on the filters to make sure you're not fucking around
getting
horse and cow farts in the air.
It's like,
and that's going to create jobs.
I've been kind of on this Mayor John Cooper kick, I'm sorry, but today I was, I decided I would follow, yesterday I decided I'd start following him on Facebook, and which makes me just like laugh.
Say, friend?
Like he's like, oh, I'm here at station number 17, just congratulations, being around these great firemen doing their job. And I was like, oh, what'd you do? Stop by to tell them you're cutting their budget and they got to put fires out with garden hoses?
Yeah. Hope the fire's near a swimming pool.
And then he's like, here's Sean so-and-so, codes violation guy. Out doing his great job. I'm like, yep.
Oh, yeah.
Out fucking, taking the hard earned money away from the hard working Nashvillians.
So I don't understand. So maybe you guys can shed some light on this, but
we'll see.
Like, in the growth of specifically Nashville, it's blown up. It's been one of the hottest real estate markets in the country for years.
Yeah.
And the Nashville skyline looks completely different.
Completely different.
Tourism has skyrocketed. Mm-hmm. We've already had increased, well, they actually decreased slightly property taxes a couple of years ago, but
property value has gone up.
But the property value, I mean, right. houses were being revalued from like $40,000 to like $250,000.
Exactly.
So the tax went way up.
Right.
So it's like with all of this additional revenue, like what has been done in Nashville?
We painted some bicycle lanes on all the streets that. I would never ride a bicycle on any street in Nashville because I get fearful when I drive my car down it.
It's definitely one of those cities. Oh,
look, here's a bicycle lane on Bell Road in Antioch. Yeah. Yes, that's the place I want to ride a bike.
No. Yeah, if I can use this opportunity for a public service announcement, all people in Nashville, please use your blinkers.
Yeah,
start now, and that'll be great.
Yes. We appreciate that.
No, it's the type of city that, like, you look both ways before crossing a one-way street.
Yeah.
Like, because, like, it's even, somebody, still, oh, yeah. even still, somebody's going to be flying up the other way.
Yeah. But yeah, so, I mean, it's like with everything, all the
Let's
money
see,
that's
what
come
else?
In. Like,
we changed the name of the busing.
Changed the name?
Yeah, it was, like, what? Metro...
I didn't even notice.
Metro Transit Authority. It was MTA. Was Metro Transit Authority. It's Metro Transit Authority. Now it's WeGo.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we call it now, WeGo. So.
Do more people use it now?
I don't think so. Yeah. Well, I would say less now since COVID-19, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's nuts because the whole transit situation in Nashville has been, like, when they were talking about the light rail.
Oh, yeah.
Monorail.
Yeah, it's like, okay, so I moved from Denver, and there's a really established, you know, public
transportation system
there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was growing up, you know, there was a like, buses were a, like, a lot of people used buses to get around. It was really established there.
Right.
And then they started evolving it on into the light rail, and then they expanded on that. You know, I don't know what kind of condition financially Denver's in.
So,
but it's like I don't understand why we don't take that route where it's, you know, first establish the bus system, like show that people are actually going to use it,
right?
And then start building on it, not just, you know, throw right. because a lot of the plans, like on like Gallatin Road in East Nashville, it's like you're gonna have a light rail go through there without improving right. the road at all. It's
and,
like that
and
road
still...
is a nightmare,
right?
You know.
And it's still like, you know, I mean, the Nashville Star that runs from Lebanon to downtown Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it runs in the morning and it runs in the afternoon. It gets people to work. But my wife rode it for a while and she enjoyed it, you know. But still, she had to ride the bus and get to Vanderbilt. But it's still like, it just seems like a futile effort. You know,
because people here like to drive, you know, and it's like,
yeah, this okay, is the let, South. That's a, like, there, you get on the highway, everything's a NASCAR race.
Yeah, it's like, let's fix roads, you know, work on the bus system, get people using it, and then
move
then
up.
Then expand.
But it's like you think in 9 years or how 10 years when the light rail system was going to be done, that it's like,
but
it,
I really think, you know,
and none of it was to expand roads.
Yeah,
so it's like, you think that light rail is going to shrink the amount of people on the road that much to where, you know,
it will never offset the
well
cost
then
of it.
and then even like when Megan Berry was, you know, proposing, you know, the light rail or the monorail, was like digging a hole underneath, you know, Nashville, like doing some kind of great dig. You know, it's some kind of great dig so that it, like...
They said it was going to cost $1 billion just to dig that
hole. Yeah.
Nothing else.
Nothing
the
else.
Hole underground.
Just for the hole.
That's why she got ratted out for sleeping with her head of security.
Well, there's another perspective. Like, you lived in Denver...
Careful, John Cooper.
You lived in Denver for a while. I lived in Phoenix for a while, and they had the same thing. They had a light rail system. And
Phoenix is huge.
Yeah, that is a huge.
It sprawls out like.
Yeah, because you can always build out.
Yeah.
But they were going to expand the light rail system from wherever it was, like going up. I think it was 17th, something like that. And it was expanding up to this mall that just had meth heads around it. Like, there was no reason to expand it up there. Like, you're not going to get that much traffic. But they had to. Pretty much closed down. I mean, it wasn't closed down. There's one lane on one side and one lane on the other. This whole avenue going all the way up and all these small businesses closed down because literally like all your traffic, they like your foot traffic is just gone. So it costs a shitload of money, it costs people their jobs, and it's still like it's like for what purpose? So you can cart around some methods.
What I found probably as far as like, you know, as far as the public transportation system was when I was in Spain, as far as, you know, what they did with their train systems and their and their public transportation, safe, clean, effective. Mm-hmm. You know, you didn't really need to have a car. And then when they had, then they would just have whole lanes that were dedicated to either like smaller like mopeds and bicycles, and use those things.
Yeah, it's a lot more common.
You know, it was tougher to get around in a car in Barcelona than it was just to.
Well, a lot of those streets are old too, so you have very like narrow.
Well, especially
roads.
When you get into old Barcelona, it gets very.
You're not driving.
It definitely gets narrow. I mean, you're not. Yeah, you're. Yeah, yeah. They did. But as far as their public transportation went, it was, you know, it was clean, and I didn't feel leery about being on it.
We used it down there too, and I mean, when we were in Thailand, we did as well. I mean, they have a train that goes from the airport into the city and through it,
right?
And it was super easy, but yeah, it's. I don't know. It's like
Americans, we just like to drive. We are the inventor of the car. Well, I don't know if we're the inventor, but we definitely mass-produced it and became a car nation.
Yeah, inventor of mass production.
You know, I mean, don't get me wrong. I love driving my car.
Well, Steve Jobs didn't invent the phone, but...
Yeah. That's right. We're
pretty a lot with it. Turtleneck? Did he invent the turtleneck?
The turtleneck.
Yeah, he did. I think that was on his
list. Round glasses.
Yeah.
Some John Lennon glasses.
Yes, he's
that's how you
him
know.
Off
that's how you know you've reached.
Hey,
you know, sagehood.
Nice
sagehood is when you get the round glasses.
Sure. When you know
let's
you
go
made.
And see the Steve Jobs. Give us all great news, master of the iPhone.
Imagine that being a religion at some point up there, like Scientology.
You seek knowledge and applications.
I think Steve Jobs is a great example of like what people think that success will be this like amazing glorious thing,
mm-hmm.
like changing no, the world, and then you
not.
End up like alone
and
miserable.
Yeah. You know, I mean, Steve, I mean, he definitely had some, I mean, even ups and downs with Apple, got kicked out of Apple.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Hired the CEO, is he the
guy from Pepsi?
Yeah, the Pepsi dude.
And they go like, "Get the fuck out of here, you lunatic!" What's your with your fucking yoga and shit? What are you talking about? We have money to make.
No, but I mean, it's like we've had within the last, I mean, the recent past, we've had a lot of like crazy things happen.
Oh yeah, it's
technology
nonstop
and stuff. And it was funny, we were actually, it was my in-laws earlier, and we were talking about, like, electric cars, you know.
Yep.
It's like 15, 20 years ago, people, they're slow,
they're ugly,
stupid,
they don't do anything.
They have, like, no range.
Right, and now...
And now they're, like, the fastest car
yeah.
you can buy.
Elon Musk said, we can make a fucking fast car, you know. Elon Musk said, hey, we can do it.
Yeah, he's...
and
he's part of that whole technological... uptake, that whole thing, that technology increases exponentially. So it's like now that we've hit this digital age, it's just gone nuts.
See, that's what happens in the free market. You know, you have innovation.
I was going to say that, especially from the space, like,
yeah.
Oh,
travel
yeah.
Like he's making fucking rockets now. Like,
right. making rockets. And he made cool spacesuits.
Yeah.
The guys are like, look, hey, we ain't got all this.
Cool.
We ain't got, like,
fine.
You know, a big giant backpack and four hoses
yeah.
coming
yeah.
out. And
like,
they're just like, hey, look.
I love how he treats his company. And, like especially with the cars. Like, I don't know if you've seen, like, they have, like, a fart thing in it or, like, a whoopee cushion thing in it. Where
oh,
on the
yeah.
screen you can put the whoopee cushion on a seat and you push a button and it'll make a fart noise from that seat.
I did not know that.
And you can actually program it to where your blinker
Does a fart thing?
It's a fart, so it'll be like, instead of a blinker tick.
Yeah.
He's like, I understand you humans and what you enjoy.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, it's like, what other car company would do something like fun in their car?
Right. Everything has to be as gray as possible, because you have a panel that gets together and decide what the least offensive thing you could make is. Yeah. And guess what the least offensive thing you can make is? It's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
All the time. Every time. Yeah. It sucks. You have to risk offending somebody. Isn't that the whole art thing that you guys always say? Right. If you want to create art, you have to risk being offensive. And now it's like, no, we need to create this pile of shit so everyone's happy.
Right. Yeah. Andy Warhol said it the best. If it evokes an emotion, good or bad, it's art.
He did a lot of drugs.
Trump is creating a lot of art right now, man.
Yeah.
Not physically. I don't know if I would buy Trump art. It'll be like that season of The Apprentice with Gary Busey, where they're making like sponge paintings with him and Meatloaf, where they are like making. I'm making an American bison.
I know which one you're talking about. That's the one. That's the year John Rich won. I catered both those gigs.
Yeah. They got in an argument. He's like, don't you ever touch my fucking sponges. This is crazy. People are insane.
Trump, you're fired.
I need to watch that episode.
You're fired.
Yeah, I need to find out what season that was.
Yeah.
but Trumpy.
He's not a perfect...
I guess we didn't ask for the perfect human being, did we?
No.
We just asked for somebody to get the job done.
Yeah, exactly.
No, and, I mean, I don't think any of us would, you know, try to say that he's the most polished or, like, someone that you should model in all aspects.
People shouldn't idolize him.
I've been listening to Trump for a while. I think they based Gordon Gekko on Wall Street, like, on Trump, I think.
Yeah,
pieces of him.
Yeah, it's like a lot of times I watch him in a speech and it's pretty difficult to watch.
Yeah,
but it's like at the end of the day, he's making decisions that are actually helping people.
Oh, yeah.
It's like I don't we had the clean cut, like, well presented person.
Joe Biden did say that Obama was, very clean cut,
Maybe that's the lesson. It's like when you sound nice,
articulated
and look nice,
black
nobody gives a shit if
you
get the job done.
Yeah.
Racist statements from Joe Biden.
Listen here, Corn Pop.
Everybody in the Senate said this man, this grand wizard of the Ku Klux Klan, was a great guy.
Now clap, you stupid bastards.
I'm raising your taxes. You bet I am. I'll shut it all down.
Only if
bow
you make,
before me,
only
America.
If you make $1 a year over what
and
the
my
president
witch.
Makes.
And my witch, Kamala Harris.
What's my pay rate? $400,000 a year. Put the taxes at $400,000. Anybody who makes more than that, they're getting taxed a lot.
I mean, how did we get to this point? Like,
slowly.
Yeah, well, I mean, it seems like it's really quick over the last, like...
Well, within the last year, like 2020 just tanked out.
Oh, yeah.
It went into free fall, and it's still free falling.
Full ham.
You know?
But, yeah. It's like there's no middle anything for
No,
politics
you're not allowed
right
to be
now.
In the middle.
Yeah,
now.
You can't be in the middle. There's no, you're not allowed to have a difference of opinion.
Nobody's really a centrist.
Yeah.
Everybody's kind of got one way or the other. And maybe that's just the way it is now. At
it's
this
like
point.
The left decided that it was better to shout at all of us and burn everything.
Burn
the
whole
then the right feels like, you know.
Down.
Well, they just don't. I just wish, like, A.G. Barr would arrest somebody. Can you just arrest him? Can you just, like, go out and say, hey, we're going to arrest this guy?
No, he's just slowly
we just keep talking about all this mounting evidence.
Yeah.
And it's like, let's stop with that because, I remember Schiff saying that they had damning mounting evidence against Trump, and it turned out to be shit.
Because apparently news, you don't have to issue a retraction anymore when you say something that's false.
Right.
What
Schiff said was a mob style extortion. He extorted the new Ukrainian president and like he was in the mob.
We forgot about
that, didn't we, America?
Yeah.
When the whole thing with Trump and his taxes, it's like you know, oh, you really think he paid $750?
Hell no.
And it was funny. I can't remember.
It's like, you got to remember, he owns corporations.
Yeah.
And so someone said, they're like, that's all he thought that he needed to pay that in taxes that year after making all this money. It's like, have you ever met anyone? It was like, you know what? I don't think I'm paying enough in taxes this year. I'm going to give you a little bit more. Like,
right. Exactly. Yeah,
well, here's the thing is,
write
your
own amount. What do you think you need to be taxed? $750.
$750 is all I'm paying this year.
Yeah.
Eric, put this in the mailbox.
But no, I think it's like maybe, you know, he's just been just donating his presidential, you know, check. Like, you know, everybody's like, makes,
but then but you people have, like, make a big deal about development. That. You have companies, like businesses that you own. You have to pay for all the wages for all the people that work there.
He's played plenty. He's like, I've played plenty of taxes, trust me.
So it's, you know, they give you tax credits for building low-income housing, too.
Well, they did that when he was running for president, and
his tax records. We need his tax records.
And then they got his tax record, and it's like, oh, he paid like $13 or $16 million in taxes that year. It's like,
give us your financial birth certificate. Cool. Is really what the argument
okay,
was.
Okay, so
like,
what
this
was
is
the,
for the
what's
Obama
the,
thing.
What's the problem?
it's like the whole thing is like, no one is saying that he, like, they're saying he paid $750 in taxes, but no one's saying that, at least from what I've heard, that he's committed tax fraud.
No. Right. They're no. Just, that's it. That's all.
It's just
that's
all. It. They paid this much. It's like, I mean, so where are all these people that are just paying extra taxes because they, you know? It's like,
oh yeah. You know, I've never checked the box when I fill out my little W-2 form, like for work, that says, you know, hey, if you want to kick in a little extra,
yeah,
here's
right.
Where you
why
can
not?
Do it.
Get some.
I've never done that.
Interest-free
you know?
Loan.
Here you go. Here, I just in case, I'm going to kick in an
no,
extra.
I don't think it works
extra
like that.
20 a check.
I don't think that's how it happens.
No, I try to take
as
the max deductions,
yeah,
you know, the max deductions I can get and report everything.
Aren't there people
that
put
a tax break?
Loopholes?
Is that a tax break?
Aren't there people that put tax loopholes in place that are now surprised that people are using them? It's like,
about to make this fucking podcast an LLC so I can write it off next year.
Let's start a charity.
How much you got invested?
Fund.
Yeah. $35.
I'm donating $1 to the human fund right now.
That's right. I'm using my electricity. I'm sorry, the overhead right here. I've got overhead.
This is a large space, too.
You know, I've got
it
overhead
is.
Here at the here at yeah. Yeah. This podcast studios.
You get to pay for
the beer consumption.
I mean, I do like how you make it like a. It's like, you know, you can just hang out, have a beer, work out
if you want. You know maybe
yeah.
You want to knock out the yard real quick mow the yard.
Yeah.
No
yeah,
problem.
You got everything here.
If you need to, you know, seal my driveway, feel free to knock it out.
Yeah.
I did that earlier this week,
yeah,
so I was pretty proud of myself. Monday, I got that done.
And if you don't like it,
smelled
you can
like
whip
gasoline
them the,
for a week.
Nunchucks on the wall.
Nunchucks on the wall.
You see that?
Those are beaded or.
What 80s movie is
that? Rib
for
your pleasure.
Yeah. What Jackie Chan film was it? What set did you take that off of?
But yeah, so it's good times here. We're here we're hitting 47 minutes into this, our little podcast tonight, which gives us about 10 minutes.
Yeah, well, that's fine.
Or so.
Closing thoughts. We'll
closing thoughts. What do we, as they say, what do we learn today?
Oh, I don't
absolutely
know.
Nothing.
I don't think we learn anything.
No. This is a day of existence, and acknowledging that, I have some level of self-awareness. I'm just kind of like a new sponge right now, and I don't like it.
Yeah, just kind of soaking it up and trying to sort
it
out.
Waiting
until
the election to see where the fuck we go. See if I'm going to have a
23 days. It's 23 days till the election, guys.
Like, It's weird, like, thinking of the possibility of Joe Biden being president.
Well, it will never be Joe Biden because the 25th Amendment will be enacted.
Immediately,
yeah. And Kamala
Harris
will be...
So that's a question. So
she can never gain the popularity to get elected on her own.
So is it just the vice president that has to deem the
president? The vice president has to go along with the whole...
Right.
Shemang, but so Pence is never gonna chump out fucking Trump.
No, that wouldn't make any sense.
That would never make any sense.
But you can see Harris soon.
But you can see Harris like, yep.
Oh
God, yeah. I told you he was a rapist.
My only thing was that I don't
know. Cool. He's a fucking rapist and a racist.
I don't know if that's a definite strategy. It's crazy. Like, I don't know if that's a thing that they're actually doing. Because really, to be honest, like, I think Joe Biden's just going to do what people tell him to. He's just going to do what people tell him to. So if they're like, hey, you need to step down now, he'd be like, oh, I got the coronavirus. I'm stepping down. I'm leaving it to, you know, now President Harris. I think he would
really like my basement.
He doesn't seem like a very fighty individual, to be honest.
Yeah.
It seems like they let him up with force tranquilizer.
He said he would take
sleeping pills and
he'd take Trump out back behind the schoolhouse and put the whooping on him.
Yeah.
You know, he's not afraid.
If there's anyone out there to whoop Donald Trump's ass, it's Joe Biden. how much do you think that would make a pay-per-view?
Oh, you remember Celebrity Deathmatch?
They should do a Celebrity Deathmatch for president.
Yeah,
shit. Like that.
Joe Biden and Donald
let's
Trump.
Do this right,
I know, man. I think Trump was on a Celebrity Deathmatch.
That would
death
actually match. Be... Yeah, I think he was, but Biden wasn't, so you need to get him on there. And, yeah, that would be great. And then bring that whole thing back. Somebody out there needs to do that.
Yeah, so... But here's the rolling, I guess, towards the end.